Hello, you're listening to Pray for the 31. Thank you for joining us for day 27 as we pray for the Nigerian Fulani in Nigeria. The estimated population of the Nigerian Fulani in Nigeria is over 17 million. Their primary religion is Islam, and their main language is Fulfulde. There are virtually no followers of Jesus among them, with no known movement to Jesus. Their access to Scripture is limited to the New Testament and is available both in written form and orally. If one worker was sent per 50,000 in population, the number of pioneer cross-cultural workers needed would be 345. Would you ask the Lord of the Harvest to send out these workers among the Nigerian Fulani? The Fulani, who call themselves Fulbe, are semi-nomadic people living mostly in central Nigeria who adopted Sunni Islam early in their history. Today, a large percentage of the Fulbe are Sufi, belonging to the Tijaniya sect. Their proud warriors helped to spread Islam through the centuries, forming several powerful Islamic empires. The last and largest, the Sokoto Caliphate, was conquered by colonial forces in 1903, along with its many sub-emirates or territories. They used to be involved in the slave trade, selling non-Muslim captives. The Fulani have hundreds of distinct clans who mostly do not intermarry. The more nomadic Fulani, called Bororo, depend on moving herds of cattle to new pastures, so they fiercely oppose attempts to get them to settle down in permanent homes. Recently, Nigeria has tried to reserve some land for Fulani grazing and migration corridors, but these efforts have been difficult. Wealthy businessmen and members of ruling parties have been forcing Fulani off of their historic grazing lands to establish large fenced cattle ranches without granting the Fulani any compensation. The Nigerian Fulani speak Nigerian Fulfulde, which has the New Testament in both Arabic and Latin scripts. The full Bible is in Adamawa Fulfulde, an Arabic script. There are further Fula translations going on in 9 dialects in multiple countries. There are unconfirmed reports of many Bororo believers and thousands of New Testaments distributed. Here are a few prayers for the families of the Fulani. Use the space between the prayers to pause the audio and prayerfully extend the request as the Holy Spirit leads you. Lord, strengthen believers among the Fulani people and send people who can help them read the scriptures and establish their faith. Help believing families study your word and hear your voice. Use the internet also to spread your word. Lord, answer the prayers of the Fulani people and move the political leaders of Nigeria to turn ownership of the traditional grazing land over to the nomadic peoples. Give Fulbe and Bororo clan leaders wisdom to lead their communities on good paths. Lord, bless and heal Fulani families through Jesus. Help them care for their families and prepare for the rapidly changing conditions of the 21st century. Make it possible for them to educate their own children wisely. Send your Spirit to bring whole families and clans to Jesus in rapidly spreading movements. Here is God's blessing for the Fulani from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 and 2. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. It's great to have you join us in prayer today for the Nigerian Fulani in Nigeria. As we close, please continue adding your prayers as the Lord leads. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.